Hey, you went to bed so late last night, so I don't expect you to reply to this message right away. This is probably the worst voicemail you'd ever get in the morning. I tried to warn you about this when I sent a message, but no matter how much I tell you not to listen to my messages first thing in the morning, I know you're going to go ahead and listen anyway. And I won't let you deny that either, okay? You told me yourself. You're always going to check if I have left any messages for you when you wake up, because it puts a smile on your face when I do. But I don't think you'd be expecting a message like this. You're used to my sappy and cheesy good morning texts, but this time it's something different. Something more serious? Something that we should talk about sooner rather than later. So, hear me out. I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, and maybe that's a good thing. Because I've finally come to realize certain things. But I'm scared. I'm scared that the feelings are getting too real. I'm scared that we are getting too real. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. Real is good. Real means that there's potential for something great. But it also means vulnerability. Real means getting hurt eventually, in some way or another. That is what I'm scared of. We haven't been talking for so long. Well, maybe a couple of months at least. It's actually so weird how comfortable I immediately felt with you. You're so easy to talk to. I didn't feel so pressured continuing the conversation with you because it just flowed so naturally. And even when we're bombarded with silence or if the conversation just stops suddenly, it's not awkward at all. Silence with you is nice. I love how we can just be spending time together and there's no pressure to speak at all. I guess that's also the reason why I confessed to you so quickly. Yeah, I can admit that we went a bit too fast. A little bit is an understatement, to be honest. I know my confession came out as a shock to you. I don't know if you'll believe me or not, but I surprised myself too. I didn't expect myself to suddenly just confess. It wasn't planned out or anything. It's just being with you on that call that day, I guess I didn't want to hide it any longer. Ah, the timing. The timing of it all kind of shocked you too, didn't it? I didn't mean to scare you off by going so fast. But when you told me that you may also be feeling the same way, I couldn't help but feel happy. I mean, you didn't really give me a straight answer, but when you said that, it gave me hope. Even just a little. We agreed that we wouldn't do anything about it. We agreed that we wouldn't rush it. That we'll let things slowly evolve. I know, I said, I'd give you time. And I still mean what I said. It's just, we don't even need to talk about it until you're ready or until you're comfortable enough to talk about it again. This should be the least of your worries. I don't want to stress you out or get you all worried about such a stupid thing, but I can't help but thinking that we're missing out on something great, you know? We can be amazing together. I know we get all flirty, and this is gonna sound fucking cheesy, but it really did feel like we clicked the first time we talked. God, it feels so childish saying that, but you're just genuinely fun to talk to, and whenever I don't get to talk to you, I just feel empty. It's as if I've been missing something that should have been there all along. You care a lot about people, God. You really do. And you're so selfless that even when you're feeling shitty and you're having a bad day, you'd rather comfort someone else. You'd rather talk to them and make them feel better rather than addressing your own feelings. For fuck's sake, that's what you did with me. I'm fairly certain that on the day I opened up about not feeling well, you were having a shitty day too. And yet, there you were, ready to comfort and reassure me. You cracked stupid jokes, and you made me laugh because your internet connection kept cutting off. You kept saying that you weren't doing much, but you did more than enough. You made me forget why I was even having a bad day in the first place. Being in your presence, spending time with you, even if it's just 5 minutes or a 3-hour-long conversation, I love every single moment of it. You flash that adorable smile at me and you giggle ever so lightly and I'm just gone. You have such an effect on me, and I don't even think you know that. I know I always tend to message you first, and I can't help but think that I'm bothering you. You always tell me that I'm not, and that if I ever was, you would tell me straight away. It's just, I've never met anyone like you. And it sucks because I get so possessive when I don't even have a right to be. Is it too selfish of me to say that I don't even like seeing you being close to someone else? Is it so unreasonable for me to say that whenever I see you getting close to someone else, I suddenly get sad? I guess I just don't want to share you with anyone else. I know it sounds so unfair because we're not even together. I hate feeling like this. I shouldn't be feeling like this. But I get jealous with those people that get to be with you right now, and for fuck's sake, I get jealous whenever you talk to someone. I know I shouldn't be, and it's so stupid to even be jealous over someone I know isn't going to even make a move on you. It's stupid to even be jealous, but can you blame me? All I've wanted from the beginning is you. All I want is you. You're the reason I have the energy to get up in the morning. You're the last thought that comes to my mind just before I fall asleep. But then I think, what if you're just playing with me? What if everything we've done, every single conversation, whenever we fall asleep on a call, what if it's just all an act? What if you're talking to someone else and I'm just some side piece to talk to when you're bored? I'm sorry I'm having such thoughts. I know you've reassured me enough that there's no one else, but I just can't help it, you know? I can't help but think that you're going to meet someone else who's way more compatible and much less paranoid. Maybe someone closer to you? they wouldn't have to deal with this stupid distance and the difficulty of having different time zones. Fuck. What if they're better than me? What do I do then? I can't stop you. I don't want to stop you. You're not mine to claim. You're not mine to protect. You're not mine to even call mine. Fuck. I don't even know if that makes any sense. Ugh. It's so stupid. Who the fuck am I to call you mine when there is no us in the first place? I value your happiness way more than mine. If you're happy being with someone else, then who am I to tell you not to be with them? You deserve only the best. You deserve every good thing that the world has to offer. And I won't take that away from you. But I can't help but wonder if I can be that for you. I can be the best. I can be the best thing that's ever happened to you, and we can have our own happily ever after. I'm sorry. I know that sounds super conceited, or... God, I must sound like I'm full of myself. I want to give you all the time you need, to let you think. But I don't want to lose you either. Those memes that we send to each other at night. Those gifts of people cuddling. Those posts that we send each other about relationships, even if we joke and cringe at them. I want all of that. I want that with you. And I'm willing to do everything I can to make it work. And I'm not saying it won't hurt, because it will. I'm not going to promise that I won't make you cry, because I most likely will. And you'll spend some nights crying and I won't even know about it. We'll spend sleepless nights wondering why we even bothered to do this. It's not gonna be easy, but if we're willing to make it work, then it should turn out all right. Right? The distance between us is an absolute pain in the ass, but I'm done playing games, and I want a future with you. I want to wake up one day and not hold any of my feelings back. I want to shout to the whole world the way I feel about you, and I don't want to hide. And although what we have right now is amazing, and I'm grateful that I'm able to talk to you, every day, I just want more. I want to be able to take you out on dates. And I know this sounds so stupid because we can't even see each other right now given the circumstances, but I can't wait until the day I get to meet you properly and make all of those stupid, sappy gifts come to life. I want to see you smile in real life and... hear all those delicious noises you make for myself. I want to see you try to hide how flustered you get whenever I compliment you. I want to wrap my arms around you and never let you get away. I want to be there for you when you're feeling down and comfort you when you feel sad, just as you do for me. I want to feel your skin against mine. I want to kiss those beautiful lips over and over and over. But until then, I guess I would have to settle with seeing you through a screen and hearing you through a phone. Our greatest enemies right now would have to be poor internet connections and that stupid app we met each other in. So, let's not beat around the bush any longer, shall we? We've been going in circles all this time when we both know we're going to end up in the same place anyway. And I'd hate to think of you as someone that could have been, but never pursued because I was too scared to make a move, so... I don't want to think of you and regret the things I should have done. I don't want to leave it all as an almost or a maybe. I want an us. So, I guess all I wanted to say all along is, I'm already yours, but please, this time, will you be mine? Anyway, I love you. I'll talk to you later. Winky.